Alright, so daar in Japan. In Japan, ja. Winnie Dlamini is there. Sy's nog daar. And may I just say to and obviously we don't have a lot of listeners in Japan, I'm sure that. I know at the Japanese embassy we have a number of listeners here in South Africa. So hopefully you can convey the message of absolute, we in awe. The world is in awe.
Yes.
With how you treated the world when they came to visit your country.
Mm.
And in between all of this, you had yourself a typhoon.
Yeah.
And you just kept on keeping on.
Mm.
You showed us, actually, in practice, to how you stand up, dust yourself off, and get on with it. That's what the Japanese showed us in practice while we were there. And with how with absolute honor you take loss, defeat in your stride. How you support your guests to the best of your ability and make sure that when they leave your country, you leave with a little bit of that country in your heart.
Yes.
Thank you, Japan, for an absolute amazing World Cup. Hopefully our friends at the Japanese embassy listening to me now will convey that to them. Still in Japan, some of our players are also, Minnie Dlamini is there. Hello, Minnie.
Hi, Rian. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
So good to hear your voice. Damn it. Listen.
I'm so glad I actually still have a voice to give.
I can hear someone has been doing a lot of screaming.
It's a bit raspy. I've been doing a lot of partying and celebrating, Rian. I will not lie.
What time is it now in Tokyo?
It is midnight.
Oh, okay. And so,
yeah.
Tell me how you celebrated the win. Tell me exactly what you did, you guys.
So, first of all, we were at the game, and there were, compared to the English, there were like 5 South Africans. There was one little pocket of South Africans in the upper stand where my husband and I were sitting. There was basically no South Africans. It was just us screaming like lunatics around the English. But what was really special is that I heard you speaking about how amazing the Japanese were, but not only were they amazing, they came out at the final and were supporting the Springboks after we had knocked them out, which was mind-boggling to me because you never support the team that knocks you out of a tournament. And they were all there with their faces painted with the South African flag, and it was absolutely fantastic to see. I mean, I definitely felt a little bit more of, you know, a little bit more support from the Japanese, which was really, really spectacular. After the game.
Why are you in Japan, by the way? Why are you there? Did you just come visit?
Land Rover brought me out. No, I decided I needed to come watch this game. But more than anything, I wanted to experience Japan in a very different light. So everyone was obviously here celebrating the World Cup. But Land Rover also had some incredible experiences. So you know I'm with Jaguar. So I'm the brand ambassador for Jaguar. And Land Rover is obviously part of the same family, who is one of the official sponsors of the World Cup. So they brought us out and we went and did a beautiful sightseeing drive. We drove 2 hours out of Tokyo to a place called Hoshinoya Fuji. And throughout that entire trip, sort of the last 30 minutes of the trip, and then when you get to Hoshinoya, you just see these spectacular views of Mount Fuji. But the crazy thing with Mount Fuji is that some days you see Mount Fuji and some days you don't see Mount Fuji. And we were lucky enough to have one of the most incredible days, and we got to see that.
So tell me, where was the after party and who was there? Did you get to meet up with the Springboks at some
point? Oh, is that what you want to know,
Rian? Yeah.
That's what you want to know. You want the tea, Rian.
Yeah.
No, so Land Rover actually threw a private exclusive party with some of the biggest rugby legends, not only from the English side, but of course from the South African side. So if you see on my Instagram, there's a picture that I posted with no strangers to the Rugby World Cup Web Ellis Trophy, Brian O'Bannon, of course, John Smith, and we had the most incredible party. We sang karaoke. We were partying with some royals. I cannot mention who. You know, non-disclosures, but I will say I partied with some of the English royals, and we just had the most incredible party celebrating.
Wow.
The Springboks. After that, The next day, my husband and I had lunch with Siya Kolisi and his wife, as well as Kobe and his wife. And that was just special. It was just a family day. We were with the kids, and it was just such a beautiful day celebrating the night before.
Okay. Listen, great to hear your voice. Send my regards to Quentin. Yeah. Please swing by if you're back in the country.
No problem.
Love
to
see you.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us so late at night. Appreciate it, Minnie.
No problem.
Go well. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, Rian.
Bye. Minnie Dlamini from Tokyo. Thank you, Japan. Respect always. Jacaranda FM.